This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa. On The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion Part 3, it was Kyle's turn in the hot seat. But did she really answer any of our burning questions?
And what really happened with Sutton's medical emergency? Did it have anything to do with Kathy?
We are going to dive into it all, but before we do, make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo Breaking News.
So, of course, this is the moment we've been waiting for. We start Reunion Part 3 off with the entrance of the grand dame of Beverly Hills herself, Kathy Hilton. But it kind of seems like Andy is a little bit annoyed. He's like, is Kathy coming? She's getting mic'd up. Like, he did not seem happy. I wonder if she was like running late or not on time. I don't know, but he seemed annoyed right off the bat. Garcelle kind of made it seem like it was supposed to be a surprise, but maybe she was so late that it couldn't be, so I don't know, but I, for one, was excited to see her. And she kind of just shares that she's there to support Kyle. So obviously, we're all thinking, what is she there to support Kyle with? What is Kyle going to tell us that she needs this emotional support for? So I don't know. We'll get into that. But, you know, Andy's like, have you watched the show? And she's like, I've watched all the clips. And he's like, clip. Everybody's like, clips? She's like, yeah, no. I can't watch the whole show, but I do watch What Happens Live just because it goes by so quickly. And honestly, like, we know that Kathy loves to scroll on social media in the middle of the night, so she has the attention span of a Gen Zer at this point.
I mean, yeah, and she is booked and busy. She's Kathy Hilton. She doesn't have time to sit down and watch a whole hour program. Give her the highlights, give her the top beats, and she's good to go. She looks gorgeous, by the way. And I just love that she always has her little purse with her wherever she goes. I'm shocked that we didn't get a moment of her applying her lip gloss, because that's usually her signature. Like, anytime there's a real serious conversation going on, the camera will pan to Kathy and she's without a doubt putting on lip gloss. So then Andy kind of starts asking, like, you know, Erica, you said that people fear Kathy, and, you know, let's get into that. And Kathy kind of starts laughing and says, oh, I thought that was so funny when you said that, Erica. You know, I even sent that clip to people. And it's like, I don't think she was kidding, Kathy. Like, people aren't afraid of you. It's just, I think she was either trying to, like, play it off or say, oh, well, you know, I'm no one to be scared of. But, like, it's a reality that is going on. Like, there's people in that group included that don't want to get on your bad side.
I mean, Kathy is powerful, as they say. Kathy is Beverly Hills, you know? And if you are on the wrong side of her, there's a chance that you could kind of turn into a little bit of an outcast, you know, not being invited to all the parties. I certainly wouldn't want to be in that space. But luckily, we aren't, because we are part of Kathy's circle. I am grateful to report, as you guys all know. So, I don't know. I was happy to see her. I'm not scared of her. I think Erica has a lot to be scared of. I don't know. Maybe Kathy knows more about her and Tom's situation, because Kathy does run in these circles. So I don't know. I think if anybody is scared of Kathy, it could be Erica, because, you know, Kathy might have some dark secrets to pull out about Erica.
Interesting theory.
Yeah. So in the middle of, you know, this whole Kathy and Erica thing, we get the moment we saw in the trailer, Sutton shaking. She starts shaking. She almost like falls over at this point. Garcelle has to like help her up. And of course, Kathy is providing the commentary, you know, like, it's probably a hot flash. You're 49. It's bound to happen. Like, kind of, honestly, no lies, probably was something like that. I guess maybe it's high blood pressure. I don't know, but she gets all shaky. Everybody's all like running around, like, you know, scrambling, trying to figure out what to do. Meanwhile, Kathy and Erica just go about their conversation. They're talking about the holidays. They're talking about Christmas. Kathy's on her phone. And social media doesn't not seem to be happy with Kathy's reaction to this. But I mean, there were so many people surrounding Sutton. Like, I just feel like we don't need 12 people being like, what's wrong? What can we do? What can we do? We have the paramedic arriving. We have people consoling her. Anna Marie to the rescue. You know, obviously she's going to take this moment to, you know, do her thing as a nurse. So I don't know. I thought that it was just kind of funny. What did you think?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a big deal. I mean, they obviously had the situation under control. Like you said, the paramedic was there. And also, we don't know how much time had passed. Like, I don't think it was within 5 seconds that Kathy pulled out her phone and started scrolling. Like, it had probably been, you know, 5 minutes or so, and they're still checking her out. And it's like, okay, she's obviously okay. Like, I think it's all right to carry on a different conversation. But can I say that Anna Marie, like, once again was like, I think we need to call 911 right now. And it just reminded me of when they were in Spain and Crystal had her, you know, emergency. And Anna Marie was like, I think she's going to stroke out right now. It's like, girl, you're freaking out the patients. Like, if this is your bedside manner, I'm not so sure what I think about it, because you want to try and keep people calm and not make them more worried. And from what we've seen, that is not what she's doing.
No, you're so right. I mean, if I were her patient, like, my heart rate would immediately spike. I would immediately start freaking out. So yeah, no, you're so right. Honestly, Anne Marie, sorry. If you're ever my nurse, I'm going to be like, next.
It almost seemed like Sutton had like a vertigo moment, because it seemed like she almost just started like falling. And it was very strange. But I saw she commented on someone's, you know, comment on Instagram saying that she had bronchitis and dehydration or something. That was what was going on. I also think she probably had some low blood sugar. They're on that set for hours and hours without many breaks. I think she might have, you know, maybe she needed a sandwich, which, by the way, I would too. Like, I can't go 2.5 hours without having a snack. So I don't know how these ladies do it. But anyway, we're kind of having this back and forth. Like, they don't really know how long Sutton's going to be gone with Garcelle. And so they have the couch in, like, everyone's in the same position. And now there's this awkward gap between Andy and Crystal and Anna Marie. And I'm like, are they going to scooch them up? Like, move them on up. And it took a long time for them to realize, okay, why don't we fill in that gap a little bit? But she, you know, eventually gets taken to the hospital, and, you know, we kind of, like, that was it. We didn't get more of Sutton and Garcelle.
Which I thought was very interesting, because we're about to get into the whole Kyle and Mauricio segment. And I don't know if you saw, I think it was at the People's Choice Awards, and Garcelle was interviewed, and she mentioned that there was some shocking ending to the reunion, that she was totally shook, like, they learned something new that they didn't know about Kyle and Mauricio, and, you know, we needed to tune in to find out. Spoiler alert, there was no shocking moment, nothing was divulged, and Garcelle was not even there to hear what Kyle had to say. So lies. I mean, I don't know. This totally rubbed me the wrong way, that we were totally clickbaited.
No, we 100% were clickbaited. And it's leading me to believe, like, is there footage that was left on the cutting room floor? Because I feel like Garcelle's not the person to normally do like a bait and switch and kind of like really, you know, drive that home. And yet she did say that. She said, we found out some information that we did not know before, and it really made things make sense. What was it? Like, we're still waiting. We didn't get it. So either it was said and cut, maybe Kyle made them cut it, or I just don't know. But, like, I'm still waiting.
Cue the Nicki Minaj meme. What was the reason? Like, we don't have a reason. And I don't know. It's just driving me insane, the fact that she would do this to us. I think your theory is right on point. You know, we've heard about Sandoval potentially having some sort of, you know, control over some of the Vanderpump Rules episodes editing during Scandoval. So does Kyle have the same type of control? I don't know, but we finally dig into her and Mauricio. And, you know, she shares not a whole lot. You know, she says that, you know, they did prioritize their marriage for a very long time. They only had a few fights. They dig into this whole agency and Hilton and Highland story, which obviously we've all seen the clip from the Netflix series Buying Beverly Hills that's about to come out. That has kind of gone viral because Paris is clapping back at Mauricio and all of that. But it kind of seems like this all stems from Mauricio leaving the Hilton's real estate brokerage, Hilton and Highland, to go start the agency. And, you know, they're talking about how he kind of poached clients. And Kyle's basically like, that's all I can really say. I can't really talk anymore about it. I mean, this is kind of starting to make a little more sense to me as far as Kyle and Mauricio's relationship, because I think that that is the reason that her and Kathy's relationship has been so tumultuous for the past decade, is because of Mauricio's switch and launching the agency. Now that Kathy and Kyle are becoming close again, maybe, you know, she's realizing, okay, if I want to have a close relationship with Kathy and Rick in Paris, I maybe shouldn't be associating with Mauricio anymore. I don't know. Maybe she kind of thinks that what he did was kind of backstabbing.
I don't know. I mean, I hear you, and I'm sure that that could be part of it, but So I 100% agree that that move that Mauricio made is what drove the huge wedge between Kyle and Kathy. I think, like, we saw that play out on the show seasons ago, and it was like ever since that happened, they have been, you know, on a roller coaster ride of like ups and downs, ups and downs. I think after that happened, like, they didn't speak for a couple years. And then Kyle decided to do the American Woman TV show, and that kind of came between them again. And so you're right. I think that that was like a huge reason that kind of like divided the family. But I'm not sure that I'm convinced that it is what drove Kyle and Mauricio apart. I think it's interesting that like we're seeing Mo's side of it from Buying Beverly Hills, and then we're seeing sort of like Kyle's side of it from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's this family dynamic is just fascinating to me, and I'm sure there's so much more that goes on behind the scenes that we are not privy to. But I mean, whatever they're going to show us, I'm going to watch. Like, I'm there with my popcorn eating it up because it's just fascinating to me. I think Kyle is definitely becoming more close, and she's leaning on Kathy more and her sisters more, because when you're going through a hard time, you know, who are you going to turn to? And maybe they, who knows, maybe all along they've been like, you know, we've never thought he was right for you or something like that. And so she's kind of trying to like, or she kind of sees that now. But yeah, in the middle of all of this, it's like we keep cutting back between what's going on with Sutton and then catching up with Kyle. And Andy gets a text from production saying, oh, I just have to get Sutton and Garcelle's phones from behind the couch and Merce's ashes. And we're all like, wait, what? Merce is still with us? We thought we left Merce in the Mediterranean in Spain. What is he doing on this couch, this reunion couch? And so it's like Merce is back in the purse. In that moment, I was deceased. Like, I know he was literally deceased, but I was also deceased just watching Andy pull out a little bag of ash, like purse of ashes, and I just died.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Purse of ashes. I mean, honestly, like, bury me, put my ashes in a purse. I want to be Kim in the purse. You know, it doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well. But honestly, it's so iconic right now. I hope Merce appreciates kind of, you know, the impact that he's had on us and the Bravo community, because he will now forever be a part of it. So I don't know. That was kind of a lighter moment. Even though we're talking about somebody's ashes, it was still lighter than the other conversation that we were having. But, Yeah, I don't know. I just find it so interesting that the Hilton and Hyland conversation is coming up now. You know, like we obviously it went on a very long time ago, but the fact that it's coming up now amidst all of this relationship drama and their split, like I have a feeling it has to be related in some way. I don't know. That's my theory. But obviously, Kyle moves on. You know, we get Andy starting to really, really grill her. And he's like, okay, you know, you mentioned in the confessional that you lost your trust. What happened that made you lose your trust? And then nothing. It's like he never asked that question. It's like the editors just like cut to a different scene. She never answered the question. She basically just said, I tried to make it work until I couldn't. And then he kind of tries to get it out of her. He's like, look, everybody knows there have been rumors going around about Mauricio. They've been going around on the show for years. You know, Brandy brought the tabloids to the beach that Lisa Vanderpump made her bring about Mauricio's cheating rumors. Like, does this have anything to do with it? And all she gives us is that, like, it's always made me wonder. And it's just like, Kyle, like, can you just say it at this point? Like, I think we all know that's probably what happened. I don't know why she just won't say it.
I have a feeling. So I feel like she said it without saying it. Basically, when he asked her and she said, I tried as hard as I could. To me, she's admitting that, yes, it was something that he did and she tried to get over it and couldn't. I think she's not saying it to protect her daughters. And, you know, I get it. Like, as a reality TV fan, do I want her to talk about it? Of course I do. But I also understand, like, as a human, you know, maybe she's not ready to yet. And I think we have to kind of give her a little bit of grace with that. And, you know, given time, maybe she'll feel more comfortable. But, like, I don't know. You can't force someone to say something that they're not really ready to accept themselves. Like, maybe she's just not ready to accept it. And they, you know, they got more into like his Dancing with the Stars and him holding hands with his partner. And, you know, she said that was really hurtful. And, you know, Andy asks this one question, an audience question, and he says, why is Kyla like being so coy about the reason for their split? Why doesn't she just say it already? And she just gives this line. She's like, because it's nobody's fucking business. And it's like, damn, all right, we've pushed too far. She has reached her breaking point. And I mean, there's a lot of thoughts about this response. You know, people I'm seeing online or people are saying like, she needs to be fired for this. Like, it's her job to disclose this stuff. So where do you stand on this?
Okay, well, I don't think she should be fired by any means. And I know that, you know, we recapped the finale episode and I was like, you know, she's not ready to share kind of everything that you were just saying. However, I have changed my viewpoint slightly since then. You know, that's the beauty of Housewives. We flip, we flop. One week we're team this.
Oh, yeah.
We're team that. So I don't know. I feel like in order for us and her to have a little bit of closure, she should have given us something, anything at all. But she gave us absolutely nothing. We still don't know the reason. You said that, you know, she implied it, but I still don't think that that's enough. And honestly, yes, time and time again in the past seasons, she's, you know, been campaigning for the other women to just tell the truth, just be honest. And right now, she's not being honest with us. You know, we've been teased for months that this reunion was going to give us some sort of answer about her and Mauricio, but we really didn't get anything. And I feel like if she gave us something, just a little bit to like grasp onto, then like the whole media attention and the theorizing and the crazed fans would kind of like, you know, cool down a little bit. But by giving us nothing, it's almost like she's fueling the fire and making us keep talking about it and question it and theorize about it when she could have just put an end to it. So I don't know. That's my take. What do you think?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think she could have given us and should have given us something. And I think people are going to really hold her feet to the fire even more now because she didn't give us anything. So it was sort of her chance to kind of tell the story how she wanted it to be told, and she didn't take it. And so, yeah, now like we're left speculating still. And, you know, Andy got into the Morgan of it all and asked, you know, are you guys in a relationship? And she said no. But the way she said it, she was almost like so shocked that he would even ask that, that he would even think that. And it's like, Kyle, obviously he's going to ask that. Like everyone's been wondering that for the last 2 years, you know, and she was almost like, what? What? Me and Morgan? Like, no, of course not. Like, come on. I know you're an actress, but that was not that great. Okay. And are they together? I don't know. But like, it certainly seemed suspicious the way she was sort of responding to those questions.
Totally. And thank God for Crystal for speaking up. She's like, what about the music video? We need to talk about the music video, because that is obviously kind of like what set off the majority of the suspicions. I mean, we kind of had them before that, but seeing that, I mean, whoa, that was really taking it, you know, a lot further than we ever had before. And she's just like, you know, like I did it for fun. It was before, you know, the news came out about Mauricio and I. It was already filmed. So, you know, we thought we would just put it out. And of course I was curious. She's hot, you know, all this stuff, which sure. Yeah. I mean, those are great answers, but like, still, it's suspicious. She's always around Morgan. She says that Morgan doesn't like the tabloid attention. But if she doesn't like the attention, then stop going out where the paparazzi are going to follow you, or calling the paparazzi in some instances. It's like she's asking for this. Like, she acts so coy when people are asking her, but she's like feeding it to us purposely, posting pictures on Instagram, going to every show, getting tattoos that could mean something. It's like, if she didn't want the attention about Morgan, she could easily stop the public scrutiny by just not being so obvious and in our face about it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, so where do we go from here? Like, I'm really curious to see how things evolve as filming has stopped. Is Mauricio going to move out? It sounds like he's looking for a place. Are Kyle and Morgan going to continue to stay as close as they are? Maybe. Will they eventually like say that they're in a relationship? Maybe. I think stranger things have happened. And, you know, I feel like once the cameras go down is when sort of the real stuff kind of starts to happen sometimes. So we'll have to keep our eyes on the blogs and on Bravo Breaking News on Instagram.
Yeah. So, I mean, Andy does say that potentially will we see Morgan on those couches next season? Maybe. And I have a question for you. Will Kathy Hilton be returning next season? Do you think she's going to be a friend of, or maybe even a diamond holder?
I don't know that she'll be a diamond holder, because I don't know that she wants to commit to that level of filming. But I do think that having her on the reunion was a pretty good indicator that she'll be back in some capacity, probably as a friend of. And I would love to see both her and Kim back, and Kyle. Like, all I want is the three of them on my screen together and getting along, because there's just something about them that I love to watch.
Me too. So all we can do is manifest at this point. So that's it for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's the end of the season, guys. It was so much fun. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are still recapping Vanderpump Rules every week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in to those recaps every Wednesday, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.